Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
You know what's nice? Is that we have an offensive genius as a head coach, right? Who loves the run game and making sure the run game works. This is a nice thing to be talking about. To talk about, you know, the intricacies of a run game compared to a pass game, and that's how you had to win today. We said Caleb didn't have his greatest game, but they still dominated. They dominated a line of scrimmage, and a lot of credit goes to Ben Johnson and his offensive staff.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We love talking to Patrick Manelli, of course, the longest tenured Chicago Bear. He is part of the Bears pre- and post-game show right here, the football pre- and post-game show on 670 The Score. And he joins us not just via Twitch, but via our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And you're wearing one of the funniest obvious shirts I think I've seen, Patrick. it's only long snappers can read this, and it's upside down. That's fantastic.
Yes. Thank you. That was my design. It was a good one. I like it. It's funny because I have worn it like on airplanes, like when you're walking and boarding a plane. And people look at you and they're like, what? Oh, and then they get it like right when you walk by.
And you're like, yo, Patrick Manelli, longest tenured Bear. No. What's up? How are you?
No. I don't do that. Guys, it's fun talking to you guys 4 weeks in a row like this.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better.
That's what I wanted to say. And in fact, we just did a segment prior to this where we're like, hey, they were 4-2 at this time last year, too.
I heard the whole thing and I was going to get on Marshall. But Marshall, you're right. You guys covered it all, man. You covered the positive. You covered the negative. You did it all.
No, get on Marshall.
Get on you about
no, get on
it
me.
Down,
I
you
welcome.
Were bring it, you were bringing me down for a minute, but I listened to you earlier when I was in the car and I was like, no. You're talking about, you're being real is what you're doing. You're being real.
That's the goal,
yes,
right?
You are being real. So
well, get in
I'll
there.
Give you credit on that.
What's real here, Patrick Manelli? What is real about this year's 4-2 relative to last year's 4-2? How do you handle that?
I mean, it's a different year, so I don't compare it to last year. Honestly, I don't. I just feel it's a new coaching staff. Caleb's in year two. It's just different to me just because of that. I don't look back, you know, to the beginning of last year. I take this year as this year. The parallels of beating the teams that you've beaten, okay, fine, but that's your schedule. That's what we always talk about it when you beat the bad teams. But they're doing it, right? And the biggest thing to me is I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing real progress. I'm seeing this team get better. I'm seeing buy-in from players to the coaching staff. So the positivity I have this year is a lot different than last year.
Where do you see the most progress, though? Because I think my whole thing is I'm trying to separate what's going on specifically with those takeaways from everything mm-hmm. else, because I think the takeaways are great while they're happening, but I know that's not going to – you're not going to get four takeaways a game.
No, I'm with you on that. Mine's the run game. And I was thinking about it. I was doing the post game, and I was like, how did they get so much better over the bye week to where they are now in the run game? And a lot is scheme, guys, but they have limited number of days in pads, right? They even have limited number of days in pads in the offseason and training camp and obviously during the season. And you watch this tape, and they're double teams now. They're fundamentally sound. Their technique looks good. It looks like Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright have figured each other out, and all their combo blocks, just like they look comfortable. They're getting a lot of movement. They're not getting split. They're hip to hip, they're shoulder pad to shoulder pad. Their levels are correct on double teams, and that's just reps. And obviously Ben Johnson's doing a great job in that opening talking about scheming up the run game and getting these guys in positions to perform. But that's the biggest thing I'm seeing the difference is the run game. And as this run game goes along, you know, they won the game because of the run game, and Caleb struggled. And Olin talked about it in the post game. Defensively, they were scared of Caleb's arm. Well, now teams are going to be scared of the run game, so they're going to bring an extra defender in. And then you have to deal with Colston Loveland, who I thought had a pretty good game blocking-wise, receiving-wise, probably his best game as a pro. There's not many as a small sample size. But if you go to 12 personnel with two tight ends, how do you defend him now? How do you play him? Can you run the ball with him? I think you can. Again, Olin tweeted something, I think it was the Monongai run where he pancaked a guy. He's doing a nice job in the run game. So defensively as a defensive coordinator, how do you scheme against the 12 personnel and two tight ends? So Ben Johnson's going to have a lot of fun with this, but that's just the long answer to I think the run game is the most impressive thing I've seen improvement with so far.
Also, Patrick, I think there's really been some effectiveness in understanding which part of the line is strongest doing what. Like, they wanted to, I think they ran to the right side a little. I would like them to run even more to that side because that's where the data says that they're the most effective. But then we also just saw, at one point I'm taking notes and I'm saying to myself, they're going to run it up the middle whether or not the play's successful. And that's what I feel like happened. They did not abandon that concept. And frankly, we've seen that out of Bears teams in the past last year where they tried a couple times and then they completely abandoned the idea. I feel like there was a very deliberate, we're going to run this ball up the damn middle, whether or not it works the first or the second time. And that's what happened. They wore down the Saints with that run game being so effective, especially up the middle and to the right side.
Well, they did. And they put a lot of money into those guys, right? And I think what you're seeing too, not just the whole run game getting better. I think Jonah Jackson's playing a lot better. There was a block last week against the Commanders. Darnell Wright got a little hand on Deron Payne on the goal line, but he blew him off the ball 4 to 5 yards. And I'm seeing Jonah Jackson do that a little bit more now than he was earlier in the year. So I think the buy-in is in the belief of Ben Johnson on that interior of the offensive line where he's put the money. The guys, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to let you guys get after it. And he's doing just multiple runs. You know what I mean? You're seeing powers, counters, zones, bends, the runs right up the middle. He's doing it all, and he's keeping the defense on their toes. But I think he has a lot of belief in those guys in the middle of the line that they put a lot of money in that, hey, I am going to run behind you. But I do think Jonah Jackson has across the offensive line, if you talk about Theo Benedict, I'm impressed with what he's done, what he's been asked to do, where he came from. But as far as improvement, I think Jonah Jackson has been the most improved so far.
Our segment with Patrick brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I said this in our pre-show meeting, and I want to see what you think, too. Being a connoisseur of 90s football, I swear on everything holy. I don't know if Ben Johnson was trolling Troy Aikman or if he was trying to pay homage to Daryl Johnston, who was part of the broadcast of the game, but that I formation, DeAndre Swift 11-yard touchdown run, if that wasn't the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know what it is, man.
Oh, that's
that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, we got Smythe at the fullback. Oh, we're going I formation. I'm like, who did this? Who did this? And it was just so – it brought tears to my eyes. It just made me very happy.
Agreed. But also what you're seeing is multiple lineups, right? Multiple formations offensively. So to me, that's Ben Johnson setting something up in the future, you know, in that same formation, running some sort of play action pass off of it or just something that's, you know, can play. Like, what does he say? Making similar things, whatever. You know, that's, I always mess it up. I can't even say it right. Making similar things look different things look the same or whatever. That's to me what he's doing. But yeah, I did like that. But I just think there's going to be something coming off that that's going to confuse defensive coordinators and makes it hard for them to put game plan each week. But I wouldn't be shocked if he did that. I think all coaches have a little egos and they want to prove it to people that, hey, I'm going to shove it up yours a little bit too, like you talked bad about my guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Really felt like that was the case, especially after we found out the Luther Burton play was named White House. And then they tried to say it wasn't. And I'm like, nah, y'all did that.
Of course. That's how you keep it fun in there, though. That's how you keep everybody engaged. And it's just, that's fun, man. Like you said, any little motivation helps. Any little bit helps.
And I love that we're seeing that every week we see a little bit more from Ben Johnson that is impressive, even if it's taking plays away, as he seemed to say he did last week, just to see the wrinkles and the adjustments that Ben Johnson makes, what he has done, obviously, since the bye week has been really good. But I'm looking at Caleb Williams now, Patrick Manley, and I would say that yesterday or that Sunday against the Saints was probably the first bad game that Caleb Williams has had this year. His best game by far this year was the Dallas game, 298, and the 4 touchdowns. And, you know, the previous couple of games, you know, the Washington game and the Vegas game, and just kind of like good but not great. Where is Caleb Williams as far as you are concerned in his development and evolution?
He's still getting better. Guys, think about it. He only took one sack, right? So if this is a bad game for him, one sack, one interception, I will take that for the rest of his career. That's considered a bad game. Those are two big stats, right? So that's fine. Do we want better? Do we want great? Sure. But I still think he's playing pro quarterback instead of college quarterback. I still think he's playing within the system. We want some of those throws where he's on the run. He talked about it in his post-game press conference to be a little bit better at that, and that's where we want to see some greatness. But I'm still sold on him. I still like that, you know, he's upset the way he played. But now he's got a team and a run game where if he doesn't play great and they try to line up to take away the pass, they can still win the game. And he still wants to be great. So I'm still 100% behind him. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in here, highly drafted, you know, whoever come in here and play. And I have not been this excited about a quarterback in a long, long time. And I like his awareness, where he's at, where he wants to be great, where he wants to be better.
Okay, we're talking with Patrick Manley here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, and I'm getting excited about this week's matchup, and that's whether or not Lamar Jackson plays or not. Here's why. We know what Caleb did last week, as you and Mark were just talking about. But we also know that the Ravens' defense has not been good. It's actually been terrible against the pass. We know that Ben Johnson looks closely at EPA as a huge stat. They are third worst in defensive EPA. Only the, I think, Bengals and Dolphins are worse. And because that back end of that pass defense is so bad, is this not an opportunity for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams to cook?
I think so. You got Roquan coming back, but how much of a difference can he make? We'll see. But I think any of these times you get a test like this of a good team that's coming off a bye, it'll be interesting to see what Coach Harbaugh can do with this team, how well he can fix that defense. We saw what Ben Johnson did with the Bears and their offense. But it is, you know, that's your expectations, but I want to see how they play this team. Marshall, I think the biggest thing is now how our team's going to play this offense. Are they going to try to stop the run? Or are they going to try to stop Caleb? I haven't had a deep dive into the Baltimore Ravens yet, but it's always a good test because it is the Ravens. I know they still have Kyle Hamilton back there, who was a former Marist grad where I went to high school, Atlanta, good kid. They still have some ball players back there, so we'll see how it looks for Caleb Williams this week.
There is some breaking news that is pretty entertaining. So let's do it with Patrick Manley, because I know you have a good sense of humor, Patrick Manley. This is according to Trey Wingo. Breaking news when we have it on the score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. According to sources, the Dallas Cowboys have made inquiries with the Raiders about a potential trade for Max Crosby. Oh, so you mean to tell us that the thing you needed was a pass rusher, you say?
Well, did you watch last night's game? Micah Parsons had 3 sacks, right?
Ridiculous.
Finally.
Oh my God. And he's not going to be any cheaper, is he? I mean, how much money are you going to save if you sign him?
I don't. And Max just got paid.
Yes. Like,
that's why Micah Parsons wanted to get paid.
And Micah wasn't a bad teammate from what I know, right?
I hadn't heard anything contrary to that.
Yeah. Oh, that is comedy, actually. Like, wow.
I can't believe this.
I had a feeling you were going to
laugh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, it's washing over you right now, isn't it, Patrick?
It is, but it's Jerry Jones, right? That's the thing. Like, it's not shocking. You just think about who's saying this or making this decision. It's just been the Cowboys since Barry Switzer.
Guys, I've got it. I'm going to create a problem and then fix the problem I created and be a hero.
He's not the only one doing that these days.
Why do you think I said that?
He'd look great in every single uniform in the NFL, but could you guys imagine that dude playing
like, what's
at
the point?
Soldier
and this
Field?
Is more, this is more expensive of a decision, I believe, if that's the case. Like,
what he would have to give up. Yes, it is a more expensive... The draft capital that he'd have to get up to give Max Crosby.
I'm sorry, Patrick. You were going to say something. We're all kind of in the same boat.
I'm with you. I'm just shocked by it, but I'd rather have a left tackle.
I also want to ask you this. You and Ray got to watch the game together, and I know you talked about it on the post-game show with Mully and Olin. How was that?
It was fantastic. He kept his mouth shut. He was great.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing, Patrick. That you watch the game with most people who don't do what we do, and they talk a lot. And I know what we're trying to do. We're here to watch the game. I'm shutting my mouth.
No, and you were great because I had questions. I'm writing notes, and I'm looking up, and I had a couple questions. You fired them right back to me with the answers. So we worked very well together. It was great producing is what he did there.
Yeah.
I do want to know the note-taking part, what did you write down when it came to Drew Dahlman and his issues with Caleb Williams with the snaps? What did you see there, and what have you seen? Tell us what you know.
I was deferring that to Olin because I was excited to talk to him during the post game, and then he texted a little bit that he thought it would be the cadence, and then I believe Caleb said it was the cadence on one of them, and that to me is kind of, you know, Theo Benedict jumped off sides as well. So when I see a snap issue and the lineman jump off sides, something's going on with that cadence. Like, he's holding his cadence. He's not rolling into it. He's not rhythmic. That's what I kind of got from that one. The one where Dahlman held the ball, I have no idea. I have never seen that. I wish he would have just started running the opposite way just for fun, like knowing the whole play was messed up and just had fun with the situation.
I love
that one I don't know. But to me, I'm guessing it had to be a cadence issue, and that's got to be cleaned up by Caleb. Sometimes you get going, and those guys look like they're blitzing or stimming or something, and you hold that cadence and it's not rhythmic and guys will jump. And then he's trying to anticipate it with the snap. That's kind of what I saw.
By the way, right before we started to talk about you and your football watching with Ray, you said, and I don't know if this was just a blow off comment, but you said you'd rather have a left tackle than a defensive end at the trade deadline. So can you expand on that just a little bit? We're not quite ready to put all of our faith behind Theo Benedict right now. Maybe he's just a little too young. Yeah.
No, I'm excited what he's doing. I just don't know what his ceiling is, but I think if you could somehow get a guy in there that's solid, you know, I'm not saying Jason Peters, but a guy like a Jason Peters earlier in his career, just kind of at the tail end, that can still do it and just solidify that side. Because I think Ben Johnson now, going into each week, when he's dialing up that game plan, really has to think about that left side.
Patrick.
Where, how he's going to protect, how he's going to slide.
A guy like Jason Peters earlier in his career is a Hall of Famer. Hell
yes. No. Okay, I'm not saying when we got him. I'm saying like a year before that. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Early in his career, sure. No. I mean like slightly earlier in his career.
No, I feel
like, you know, mid career, but like slightly earlier.
So at age 36.
Maybe not 40.
Not 41. Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what I mean. at the tail end of his career, but not. I'm sorry.
Not at the telltale end of his career.
There we go. Thanks for
Jason Peters gone fishing.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, we did it with Orlando Pace. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, right? But he was at the tail end of his career.
No doubt.
That's when I was like, you're Orlando Pace, but you're not Orlando Pace.
You're right about that.
I'm talking before that. Yes.
Yeah. In fact, like that, Charles Leno just retired, and I know that that was a very heartfelt emotion that he discussed when it came to his retirement. And there's some traumatic things that he's gone through, but I feel like that would be a kind of similar comp there.
Yes.
Jason Peters, by the way, his last Pro Bowl year came at age 34 with the Philadelphia Eagles. He played 7 more seasons after that.
I know. And he was still good he was still good until the very end.
Manly, he told us the truth. There were times where he was the only one telling us as a collective what was going on in there.
Well, he didn't care.
Something about those veterans, Mercedes Lewis.
You just don't care.
No, I got no bleeps to give.
His reputation. No.
Right, man. He's got a portfolio too. Talking about Mercedes Lewis, he's doing big time business, man. The whole time he was with the Bears.
You know what, Pat? I feel like you would be good for this. Let's do a segment talking about the success and the IGDAF of the men over 40 in the NFL right now, getting some things done. Because after last Thursday, that might be a segment.
That's unbelievable, man. I can't believe that Flacco won. I thought it was going to be a walkover. Did he walk in, 10 days later and won a game?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
It is. It's unbelievable.
Well,
but good for the Bengals, though.
Exactly. Well, this
bad for the Bears.
We're going to get into that, too. This has been a lot of fun. You guys were great on pre- and post-game yesterday. Really loved listening. And as a reminder, join the Score in Circus Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, and Mully will host our pregame show there from 9 to noon, then have immediate reaction. They are awesome on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That is this Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. Patrick Manley, thanks again.
All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you. That was a fun segment with Patrick Manley. And let's get into something that I think if you need to wager, you probably want to do it now. Marshall Harris unlocked a good stat about who could be the coach of the year in the NFL. So we examine it next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.